Hello and good morning. It's 19 minutes past 8. You're listening to Ben and Josh with The Morning After.
Indeed, and we are delighted to have on the other end of the line, Jed Parsons. Are you there?
I am here. How are you going?
Very well, thanks for asking. And yourself? Gosh, so formal.
Yeah, very good. I'm halfway through my morning coffee and feeling on top of the world.
Oh, that's what we love to hear.
Exactly. It's exactly what we love to
hear.
What
a beautiful way to start your day.
So there are a few reasons why we are talking to you today. Firstly, just your fantastic music. Secondly, magnets. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, what an honour. It's bloody marvellous to be honoured like that, to be a finalist in my home city for whatever it is, coolest song in the world or whatever you call it.
It's the roundup category, I believe. Yes, it was very cool to see you on the list as well as people who've played your music on the show. It's always fun when we read the list through. We're always like, oh, I know that person. I've listened to that person. So it's always fun. Obviously, like you said, you are a Christchurch homegrown artist, which is so cool. What do you, I guess, think about the music scene like in Christchurch? You know, what do you have any favorite venues or places to perform and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think it's bloody cool. I've been pretty slack lately because I've got a wee daughter in my life and whatnot, so it's been hard to get out to gigs lately. But I think we're so lucky here to have such wonderful venues, some of them that come and go, but some of them that are stuck around, like Blue Smoke and Dark Room and Wonder Bar.
Yeah.
All those sorts of places we're really lucky to have. And like you cruise around the country on tours and whatnot, and you realise that we're pretty lucky here. Like, Auckland is cool, but it feels, I don't know, it always feels like a little bit disjointed's not the right word, because all the venues are on one road up there, but there's something about Christchurch that I just feel lucky about. The venues always kind of pack out and people are interested all the time.
Definitely, it's got a certain charm to it, I think.
American.
Obviously, you got on Magnets with your song, which I will say, name-wise, is it is probably my favorite on the list. PlayStation and Porn. Tell us a little bit about that track, what the, I guess, creation was like, and why do you think this one in particular got, I guess, singled out for the Magnets?
Singled out. I wrote it. It's a really funny one for me because, I usually take my songwriting relatively seriously. But this one I just wrote just as a laugh, obviously, in about 5 minutes. I was like, oh, yeah, well, that's funny enough. And played it at a party at one stage and everyone was singing along and made me play it a few times and whatnot, and they seemed to like it. And then I sort of thought, oh, well, shit, if people like it at a party, then surely people are going to like it at a gig. So I played it at the gig and thought, all right, well, that was fun, but I'll never record it, never release it. Yeah, long story short, it ended up being the first single off this upcoming album. So that was the process. It's funny because, I'm usually so precious about what I release and stuff, but I kind of just, this was one where I thought, if the people like it, then I should probably do something with it.
Amazing.
Kind of proof that the songs that write themselves in 5 minutes can go all right.
Truly. Yeah, definitely.
The next thing we wanted to ask you about were your New Zealand music influences. There are so many to choose from, and I'm sure we could talk all day. But yes, if you had to pin down, just like, whether it be old or new, some New Zealand, maybe even Christchurch influences that are calling your name right now.
Yeah, awesome. I think probably all of my influences, or most of my influences, are Kiwi music, so it's not just me.
Amazing.
I'm being biased when I say how much I love New Zealand music. It's like actually influenced me heaps. But yeah, old and new, like, kind of, there were some underrated bands in the early 2000s, like Good Shirt, that I really, really love. I think, they were writing just such solid hooks and maintaining kind of integrity at the same time, which seems to be a challenge for a lot of people. Like, you know, giving in to the big hook that everyone can sing along to without losing any street cred, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, good share, a lot of cats like that. And then modern bands, you know, even older than that, like Dragon and Split Ends and Crowded House and all that.
Yeah.
But the more recent bands I've been really into, bands like Hans Puckett, who is just, I think, my favourite band at the moment. A couple of cats originally from Wellington. Oh, no, originally from Christchurch, actually, and been moving all around the place. And I love, like, the stuff that Soaked Oats has recently been putting out, I think, is really cool as well. Those kind of cats, and then Mermaidens and the Beths and all those cool bands, too. There's just heaps of them.
See? Really? What did I say? So many to choose from.
yeah, I know, yeah. It's mad, eh?
Definitely. As well as that, this year's obviously been a tricky year for everyone and for musicians as well, I'm sure. How has the, I guess, COVID...
Drink.
Ben said drink because we talk about it so much. But how has COVID, I guess, affected you and your musical journey in 2020?
Well, I mean, the obvious thing is that nobody's been touring and whatnot, so yeah. that's pretty big. I was sort of lucky in that I've been working on behind-the-scenes stuff anyway, so I don't know if I had any major plans to tour, but obviously you pick up those support slots when people come through town and yada yada. but yeah, it's kind of, I think it's probably changed things for the foreseeable future, just the general approach people are now having to take, you know, I think it's just changed people's minds forever in a way.
For sure, definitely. But yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what it's like around release time. So I'll be releasing an album early next year, and we'll see what the landscape is like then.
Well, we certainly look forward to indeed. Thank you so much, Jed Parsons, for coming on to our show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Artie, you've always been very supportive, and I'm very grateful for it.
Aww.
Amazing.
Yes.
Well, this song we're going to play right now is, of course, PlayStation and Porn by Jed Parsons, one of the finalists for the RDU Magnets that you can go to right now and vote for. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.